proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. We continue our look at Isaiah chapter 53 by turning to the third verse. We read about the servant that, quote, "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not," unquote. These were the words Isaiah used to describe how others would react to God's servant. The words despised and rejected describe the unwillingness of people to endorse God's servant and accept his claims. The circumstance did not always apply to the Jewish nation. During the millennium, for instance, Gentiles will seek out Jews to provide them spiritual enlightenment. As the prophet Zechariah put it in the 8th chapter of his book, quote, 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you, unquote. Some might argue that since Jesus Christ did enjoy a brief wave of popularity during the initial stages of his ministry, he could not fulfill the role of God's despised and rejected servant. However, that phrase, despised and rejected, certainly applied to the Savior, especially on his last days. During the hour of his arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane, even his own followers forsook him and fled. Isaiah also described God's servant as being, quote, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, unquote. The Jewish people themselves have certainly experienced their share of misery. During their bondage in Egypt, as recorded in the 3rd chapter of Exodus, the Jewish nation cried out unto God for deliverance. When the Babylonian armies conquered the city of Jerusalem, as Jeremiah reported in the Book of Lamentations, the Jewish people again suffered greatly. Yet the noun man in that phrase of Isaiah seemed to indicate that the prophet referred to an individual, not to a group of people. In what ways did Jesus Christ experience sorrow? As the author of Hebrews noted, he endured the contradiction of sinners against himself. He listened to his enemies as they falsely accused him of working in conjunction with Beelzebub, the prince of devils. He heard his enemies hint at his illegitimacy when in John chapter 8 they stated, we be not born of fornication, unquote. How did Jesus Christ know grief? He understood ahead of time that the majority of his followers did not fully grasp the necessity for him to go to the cross. He knew beforehand how Judas Iscariot, one of those 12 disciples, how Judas Iscariot would betray him to his enemies. How did people react to the Lord during his earthly ministry? His foes tried to entangle him in his talk. His closest adherents, many of them ran away from him in the Garden of Gethsemane, as noted earlier. Even after his death, the Lord's followers misunderstood the key element in his mission. In Luke 24, we read about two of those disciples traveling on the road to Emmaus. We note that they refused to acknowledge the veracity of reports about the resurrection of their Savior, and how Jesus Christ had to open up the Old Testament scriptures to explain to them the necessity of his death, burial, and resurrection. Even those closest to Jesus Christ did not fully esteem him as God incarnate. Indeed, that event would not transpire until they received the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.